Didn't you ever see the little black tadpoles wiggling about in the pool? Asked her aunt. Before Brother Greencoat puts on his green coat and white trousers, he is a big tadpole with arms and legs and long tail. And before that, he is a tiny tadpole, all head and tail and very black. Has Brother Greencoat really a home under the ground? Asked the little girl. Yes, said Aunt Molly. When winter comes, he lives in a warm home deep in the mud at the bottom of the pool. But even down there in the dark, he knows when spring is here. Then he leaves his winter home to come up into the bright sunlight. How clean Brother Greencoat is, said Betty. He doesn't look as if he had been living in the mud. I haven't told you all about him yet, said Aunt Molly. Come with me to the old log. I think we may find something there that looks as Brother Greencoat did the very first time I saw him. Yes, there, on top of the water, was something that looked like clear, white jelly, full of little black dots. The black dots are frogs' eggs, said Aunt Molly. The little tadpoles are hatched from them. So Big Brother Greencoat was once only a tiny black dot, laughed Betty. There, he has jumped into the pool. No wonder his green coat is so bright and his white trousers are so clean. They get washed whenever he goes for a swim. Goodbye, Brother Greencoat, she called as she and her aunt turned to go home. I will come back every day to see you, for you are more wonderful than anything I have read about in my fairy story book.